Would it surprise you to learn that of all the teams still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs, all of them have at least one player with a tie to Minnesota? We play 6 degrees of separation on today's episode of Locked on Wild.
You're Locked on Wild, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Wild, part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Locked on Wild, your daily Minnesota Wild podcast, part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks for making Locked on Wild your first listen each and every day. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss out on any of our new episodes throughout the week. On today's episode of Locked on Wild, we look at either former Minnesota Wild players or Minnesota-born players that are still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs as we move through round two. My name is Seth Topol, your daily Minnesota Wild insider, and in getting everything ready for this episode, I was surprised to learn, in fact, that every single team in the Stanley Cup playoffs at this point either has a Minnesota-born player on the roster or a former Wild player on the roster, and they are having an impact at various levels as these series unfold. And so it is interesting for those that, you know, look for that kind of thing after the Wild are eliminated from the playoffs as for who to root for the rest of the way. We'll try to lay it out for you so that you've got some options as these series unfold. We're also going to take a little time at the end of the show today to preview a series we have coming up for you next week, as well as a few big guests that are on the horizon as well. So let's start with the Western Conference playoffs, the teams that are closest to the Minnesota Wild in terms of being division rivals and teams that they see on a more frequent basis. And we'll start with the team that knocked the Wild out of the postseason. That, of course, is the Dallas Stars. Now, there are two big ties on the Dallas Stars roster that tie the Stars to Minnesota. And you have, of course, one of the big reasons that the Stars have got to this point, their goalie, Jake Oettinger, who is a Lakeville native and has been just a tremendous goalie since he came into the league and really was on his game in Game 2 of the series against the Seattle Kraken after Seattle was able to get him for 5 goals. Had some great performances against the Minnesota Wild throughout the course of the first round series, but has just continued to have a tremendously solid start to his career. Really came on the map last year in the series against the Calgary Flames, in which he just put himself on an absolute pedestal in that series against the Flames that went all 7 games. And had just some insane performances, including the 64-save effort that ended up being a loss. He had the 64-save effort in Game 7. He also had a 50-save effort in Game 4 of that series. And so just faced a ton of shots against that Calgary Flames team and was still able to keep the Stars in it up until the end. So this may be a little more palatable than the other name on the list that has a Minnesota tie. We know who that is. That, of course, Ryan Suter, who played with the Minnesota Wild, then had his contract bought out and signed with the Dallas Stars for 4 years. Playing with the Stars, he was with them last year, with them now this year as well. And, he was public enemy number one in the first round against the Wild. Wild fans let him know a lot. And so if you're looking for a team to root for, Dallas, maybe not, but Jake Oettinger is a fantastic goalie in the NHL, and so he certainly has the capability to steal games and to stand on his head. And is trying to do that against the Kraken here in round two. So Dallas, two players that that fall into that former Minnesota-born or Wild player ties that that you can root for. There are a couple for the opponents of the Dallas Stars, that being the Seattle Kraken. Former Wild center, Ryan Donato. Now, Donato's time with the Wild was brief. He came to the team in a trade with the Boston Bruins. Played with the Wild in 2018-2019. Had 12 points, 16 points, had 4 goals, then had 14 goals with the Wild in 2019-2020, and was traded to the San Jose Sharks. Just didn't really work out with Donato in Minnesota. The team wanted to see a little bit more defensively from him. He certainly had the offensive inkling, but just wanted to see the overall game with Donato, and so he ended up getting shipped out to San Jose, played there for one season, and now has played back-to-back seasons with the Seattle Kraken with 30 goals over the last 2 years. And so Donato is a player that has played a solid bottom six role for them up to this point, was pretty quiet in the series against the Colorado Avalanche, but still a Minnesota tie. Nonetheless, there are a couple of others. You've got Will Borgen, who is a Moorhead, Minnesota native, and has played in the series so far as a defenseman for the Kraken, and is getting a solid amount of ice time throughout the postseason so far, 16, 17, 18 minutes a night. He's chipped in some assists. He's got a goal, 2 assists so far in the postseason, and a younger defenseman for the Seattle Kraken, just 26. And so that's another Minnesota tie for the Seattle Kraken. The biggest one, though, on the Kraken is, of course, Wild defenseman Carson Soucy. Soucy was a third-pair defenseman for the Wild throughout his tenure in his first couple of seasons in the league, then was taken by Seattle in the expansion draft and has had a couple of solid seasons with the Kraken over the last couple of years, including being a plus 18 for Seattle this past season, and now is doing some solid things in the postseason, although he had a little bit of a rough go against the Stars in Game 2, got called for a couple of penalties, one of which was a Stars power play goal, but was responsible for a couple of penalties as well. So three ties for the Seattle Kraken. And honestly, I like a lot of Soucy's game as a player. I think that is something that's always going to be something that I wonder. And a lot of it is hindsight because of what we now know about Kaapo Kähkönen. I wonder how that would have gone had Kähkönen been taken in the expansion draft as opposed to Carson Soucy. That's just always going to be one that I wonder about, especially considering some of the subsequent moves that may have prevented to this Wild decor. So it's just going to always be one that that kind of sticks in the back of my mind as just a curiosity piece for that series. So those are just two of the teams. We're going to run through the rest. There are plenty of Minnesota ties throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs that are still alive. And so we'll continue to play 6 degrees of playoff separation on today's episode of Locked on Wild after a word from our sponsor, which for today's episode is eBay Motors. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Continuing today's episode of Locked On Wild, once again, thank you for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. For the everydayers, a couple of notes to pass along. Make sure to check out Locked On Wild on Twitter. We have put together a listener survey, getting some feedback on areas of this show that we are looking to maybe tweak, and just looking for some input as to areas where we can improve the coverage that we bring you on a daily basis. And also, we've got some big guests coming on the show next week, including Judd Zolgad. And we'll also talk to Connor Beaupre about what it means to be an emergency goalie, an e-bug, as it were. So those coming up next week, also a big series that we'll discuss at the end of the show as well. So let's keep rolling through the Minnesota ties in the Stanley Cup playoffs still. The Vegas Golden Knights, they do have one. It's a little bit of a stretch. And by stretch, I mean just compared to some of the others. Phil Kessel, member of the Vegas Golden Knights, who has not as of yet played in the series against the Edmonton Oilers. Now, I know it was just one game, but did have a couple of points in the series against Winnipeg. And for Kessel, obviously the tie here was that he went to the University of Minnesota. Also famously was not super keen on coming here in a trade. And so it still counts because he did grace the presence of the state of Minnesota. And so if you're watching the Vegas Golden Knights, that is your Minnesota tie, that, of course, being Phil Kessel. Now, another interesting note that's going to tie Jack Eichel to Minnesota for probably the rest of his career was the near trade to the point that Eichel had done a couple of interviews in which he talked about the possibility of going to Minnesota after he was traded to Vegas. And it sounded like it was pretty close to a done deal. Like it was close to being agreed to, like there was a trade in place and just didn't end up happening. And so Eichel always is going to be one of those, how would it have looked had he come here, scenarios. Obviously ended up going to Vegas, but you know, that's another kind of out-of-the-box tie that can tie the Vegas Golden Knights to the Minnesota Wild as well. But Phil Kessel is that main one for the Vegas Golden Knights in this series. And their opponent, the Edmonton Oilers. Former Minnesota Wild center Nick Bjugstad is playing for the Edmonton Oilers. He had a solid season for Arizona and also for the Oilers as he was brought in at the trade deadline. Finished the season with 17 goals. Had 2 goals in the series against the Los Angeles Kings in game 6 of that series. And has been playing around 14, 16 minutes per night for the Oilers as one of their fourth line guys. But a big body, and he has certainly been a solid addition for the Oilers as they continue to navigate through the playoffs. But obviously, Bjugstad from here, played here. There is no more Minnesota tie in these playoffs than Nick Bjugstad. And so that may be the one that may be the top, near the top of the list in terms of players that have graced through here, that are from here, that you would want to see potentially win a cup. You could put him near the top of the list in that category for sure. Now, that's the Western Conference. There are still plenty of ties to Minnesota in the Eastern Conference as well. And so we will take a look at that to finish the rest of the show today as we continue today's episode of Locked On Wild after this. Final segment of today's episode of Locked On Wild. Once again, thank you for making Locked On Wild your first listen each and every day. For the everydayers, we are going to, starting next week, embark on a series in which I will be looking at the previous five Stanley Cup champions. That includes repeats. Looking at the road for them to get to hoisting the Stanley Cup. That includes previous seasons in which they were very bad, got some high draft picks, hit on some other draft picks, free agent signings, trades. We're going to break down the path for the last five Stanley Cup champions. So we'll get a look at how the Tampa Bay Lightning built up their multiple cup run. We'll take a look at the Avalanche as well. And it's going to be a series that we, I think, are quite literally going to call The Path here next week, as well as some pretty A-list interviews that will help kick off the summer as well. So all of that coming up next week. Make sure to tune in here on Locked On Wild. So let's finish up by taking a look at the teams in the East who are still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Carolina Hurricanes have a few players that are still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs that have Minnesota ties, either played here or are from here. And we'll start with the Hastings, Minnesota native, Derek Stepan. Stepan has been playing more of a bottom six role, bottom line role for the Hurricanes in this series, but obviously he's been around the league for a while with the Rangers, with the Coyotes, with the Senators, and now with the Hurricanes here for the last couple of seasons. And just 1 point in the series so far, but playing that fourth line role, that's obviously one tie from the Devils. It's not the big one. The other one, before we get to the big one, is Brady Shea from Lakeville, Minnesota, a defenseman for the Hurricanes, and he has played a solid role for Carolina as well. He scored in Game 1 against the Devils. He is getting between 19 and, say, 22 minutes on the ice per night, and so Brady Shea is another tie to Minnesota by being from here originally. The big one for the Carolina Hurricanes is Brent Burns, who at the age of 38 is still just putting up some very impressive offensive numbers for a defenseman. He had 18 goals this year, 61 points, and he had five assists. He has five assists so far in the postseason, and is a guy that's not afraid to shoot it. 29 shots so far through the postseason, but Burns always impresses me how he continues to just be such a weapon offensively while being a defenseman. I mean, had some great seasons with the San Jose Sharks. Obviously, things, much like his time in Minnesota, it got to where it just was not working out. It wasn't a team that was competitive enough in those final few years. And so he was traded to the Hurricanes to try to give him a chance to win one more cup. Now, obviously for Burns, he was here way younger in his career. And, he spent from his first year in the league in 2003-04 to his final year with the Wild in 2010-2011. So it is the Wild viewing that situation from one lens, and the Sharks viewing it from another. But still, I mean, you look at the seasons that he's had throughout the course of his career. He finished his career with the Wild with two seasons of 15-plus goals. He had three seasons with the Sharks of 22+. He almost had a 30-goal season as a defenseman. He has just a ton of double-digit goal seasons throughout the course of his career. And so, huge Minnesota tie to the Carolina Hurricanes in Brent Burns. Now, for the opponent of the Carolina Hurricanes here in round two, you've got the New Jersey Devils. They have one tie to Minnesota. That, of course, is Erik Haula. Haula was a decent goal scorer for the Wild. He capped out at 15 for the Wild before he ended up being traded to the Vegas Golden Knights to prevent a certain someone from being selected in the expansion draft. That part of that Alex Tuch fiasco. And so Haula played here for four seasons, then has bounced around. He went to Vegas for one full year and then part of another, then to Carolina, then he was with Florida for a little bit, then Nashville, then Boston last year, and now with the New Jersey Devils this season, 14 goals. And so he's profiled as right around a 14-15 goal scorer. He did balloon up to 29 goals with the Vegas Golden Knights after departing Minnesota. But that's really the main Minnesota tie for the New Jersey Devils. But it is still a notable one because Haula was a player that that played here. And as Spoked Z would say, Hall of Famer. That's it's not Erik Haula, it's Hall of Famer. So a solid Minnesota tie for the New Jersey Devils. And the final series that we have to run through is the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Florida with a 2-0 lead in that series, just like we all expected. Just like we all expected that they would beat Boston in the first round. Nothing out of the ordinary here. Nothing to be too strange. There are two ties, one big one and another notable one for the Florida Panthers. Biggest, of course, Erik Staal. Staal, who is he's 38 himself, but is still finding a way to be productive all the way to his later stages. Played a ton of his career with the Carolina Hurricanes. In fact, pretty much half of his career, more than half. Then went to New York. He, of course, spent those four seasons with the Minnesota Wild. He was a 20-plus goal scorer twice, had 19 one year, and then he had a 42-goal season as well in 2017-2018. So, highly productive offensive player when he was here with the Minnesota Wild. Then, obviously, went to Buffalo, then Montreal, and then Florida here this season when he had 14 goals for the Panthers. And so, former Wild player that that found a tremendous amount of success here. I mean, the amount of 40-goal seasons that have been scored by Wild players is, it's not a huge list. And so, Staal cementing his place amongst the Wild prolific offensive options while he was here as one of the top centers for this team during his tenure. And then the other Panther tie is from Baudette, Minnesota, goalie Alex Lyon. Now, Lyon played in three of the games against the Boston Bruins, has not played since Sergei Bobrovsky has taken over in net, but Lyon was a huge part of why the Florida Panthers were able to get to the postseason down the stretch. He went 4-1 in the month of April, had a goals against average under 2, a save percentage of .946. A huge reason as to why the Panthers, when they needed to, win every game down the stretch to get into the postseason. And so he was a huge reason as to why the team was able to do that, and we've seen what they've done in the postseason since. So, a couple of big ties for the Panthers. Biggest, obviously, is Erik Staal. And then the final team that we'll talk about is Justin Hall and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, Hall from Shorewood, Minnesota, 31 years old. He has played quite a bit as one of the Maple Leafs defensemen. He's played quite a bit, although he has been on the ice for a ton of, had been on the ice for a ton of goals through that series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. He was collectively a minus seven in the series against Tampa Bay. He has not played since. So, a situation where as the postseason goes on, you start to kind of shrink your bench a little bit. And so Hall may, he may not see, unless there's an injury, he may not see the ice very much. But he is a Minnesota tie for the Toronto Maple Leafs as this postseason goes on. So obviously there are a ton of big ones. Brent Burns with the Hurricanes. Eric Staal. Ryan Suter. And some of the other guys like Carson Soucy. If we're picking a team to root for the rest of the way, and I, you know, this is the thing about the Stanley Cup playoffs is that a lot of different things can happen, depending on how you play, who you play, what happens the series before you play a team. There are a lot of different things that can happen. And so if it were me, if I'm putting my money on a team to watch the rest of the way, I think I would go with, from the West, probably Edmonton. I mean, if McDavid and Draisaitl are going to get a cup with Boston now out, this is the year to do it. And it's a Western Conference that is pretty wide open. And so, yes, they have their work cut out for them against the Vegas Golden Knights. It's entirely possible that having said this now, I have jinxed them. But if McDavid and Draisaitl are going to do it, this is one of those years to do it. So we'll see who ends up winning, but those are your Minnesota ties. 6 degrees of Stanley Cup playoff separation for your Minnesota Wild. Now, as mentioned, just want to bring it back before we sign off. We are embarking on a journey next week in which we're going to take a look at the last five Stanley Cup champions. That includes the Colorado Avalanche, Tampa Bay Lightning, and even further back than that. And we'll take a look at how they got there. You've got a nice slice of teams that have kind of been building for a while to that point. You got the Lightning, who won two in a row. You have the Washington Capitals as a team that kind of finally got what they needed to get to that point. And so I'm hoping it will provide a solid cross-section of how teams do it when it gets to this point, and if we can take anything from it for the Minnesota Wild's approach as we move throughout the offseason into next year and beyond. So hoping that that ends up being something that that is of peak interest. That is going to be run as kind of a bonus, though, because we've got a ton of great guests that are lined up for next week as well. Judd Zolgad later in the week, Connor Beaupre, E-Bug goalie for the Minnesota Wild. I have a ton of questions for him as to how that even works, because that's something for me that I don't know how I would do it if I was in those shoes. So we have that coming up for you. We'll also be trying to get some more fan perspectives on to see some of the things that you guys are looking for this team into next year and beyond. So we have a ton of off-season content coming for you. Just because the games are done for the Wild doesn't mean that we turn the switch off at all. So make sure that you stay tuned and stay subscribed. If this is your first time listening to Lockdown Wild, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed, and we hope to see you back next week. So make sure that you add to the list of everydayers that tune into this show every single day by following on YouTube, subscribing on your favorite podcast platforms, and then turning notifications on so you don't miss out on any new videos throughout the week. We are keeping you up to date on all things Minnesota Wild. with new episodes every Monday through Friday as part of the Locked On Podcast Network.